time and plenty to talk about in that 90 minutes. Looking back at it now, do you feel that was a deserved point, or do you feel like you could have had all three?
Bit of both, to be fair. I think when you look back over the course of the game, we could have won it, we could have lost it. Ultimately, we've drawn it as well. I think first half, we were quite comfortable. We know how they're going to play, and they like to invite pressure on and try and hit you on the counter-attack with the pace, which really they didn't affect us in that much. We had to be a little bit quicker with the ball too, because they get the shape very quickly back in there. But we got a good start with a goal. Ultimately, we just try to get that second one to put even more pressure on them. And I think you've got to give a lot of credit to Birmingham. They came out at us second half, took the game to us, and we were grateful to the goalkeeper with some opportunities that they missed and he saved. But as well, when you look back as well, we had a couple of half-decent opportunities. So overall, you'll analyse the game and you'll take the point from tonight, because any point you get in the Championship is very difficult to get.
You did look comfortable in that first half, played some nice football, and I guess you would have felt that you deserved to be in front at half-time.
Yeah, I think so. We'd have liked to have had the second one. As I mentioned, I think Brownie had a good chance just on half-time that he scuffed wide. Limited them to probably the one opportunity I think Damari Gray had. But we just had to be a little bit more quicker with our passing and forward running. I think when you look back as well, probably you can get away with one, two, three players just being slightly off the pace. But tonight I thought probably majority of the players weren't at the sharpness with and without the ball. But that's no reflection or from them, the attitude they had, because they had a go, but we were a little bit vulnerable on the counter-attack, and you saw the quality that Birmingham have got, and you've seen sort of how difficult it is sometimes to play against some real top players. And there's no coincidence they're in a good position. They've been up in the top six for a while of this season. So any point you can get is valuable, and if somebody had offered me seven out of the nine of the last three games, we'd certainly take that.
But that's the challenge that the Championship gives you, isn't it? Every week it's relentless. There's another good side on the horizon.
Oh, definitely, with good individuals. Again, today we've seen them with some exciting young players with plenty of pace and power, but also a bit of experience as well to manage the games as well. And again, I thought we've done okay. I think we were just off it a little bit, both with the ball and without it. I think we were always just nearly getting there for a tackle or a challenge. Passing it was always a little bit slow compared to the weekend, where we're really fluent in our play and we had plenty more movement. But we've had a go, we've stuck in there, and yeah, sometimes you have to earn that right to ride the luck that you get in games. And goalkeeper deserved his Man of the Match award, but ultimately, like him not to be as busy next time.
Adam Reach scores his first goal for the club, and basically it's a cross shot, but he's put the ball in a dangerous area.
Yeah, well, that's what we expect with the quality that he's got. Put it in there, and we've got bodies in around it, anything can happen. And we've said that sometimes this year. We've turned down the opportunity to put the ball in the box because maybe he's trying to score a nicer goal. But if you put it in there, anything can happen. And Reach has looked dangerous over the last few weeks when he's been attacking and then nearly scoring. Tonight he's probably didn't mean to do what he did, but he's got his just rewards of what's been coming over the last few weeks.
Second half, Birmingham have come out of the traps. They're one down. I guess you'd expected a response. It just seemed you're a little slow to get going.
Yeah, we knew that they would come out, and we had to be, as I said, we had to be quicker without the ball and with it as well. And we did have some good opportunities ourselves. I think you saw Adam Reach miss a shot at the back post. Cairns had a couple of half opportunities. DJ turned down the opportunity to have a couple of shots. So we did have some chances, but yeah, I think you've got to give credit to the opposition sometimes. I'm not honest enough to say that I think they were the better team second half. We were a better team first half, and any point you get, you're more than happy with. So, we'll learn from today, and it is a relentless business, this Championship football, but we're enjoying it. And on other occasions, we'd maybe got turned over, but we haven't done, and we're happy with that.
You mentioned Jordan Pickford. Obviously, he's got the Man of the Match, and he richly deserved it, to be fair. He made some terrific saves, and I guess you've seen that all season.
Yeah, look, we've seen a bit of training as well, and to be fair to the kid, he's first to admit when he came in there and apologised for the goal, because he's come for it and he's missed it completely. And but we forgive him for that, because he kept us in the game anyway. So it just shows that the lad's got high standards for himself, not satisfied with what he'd done previously. So, we're obviously very delighted that Sunderland have allowed him to be at our football club. The lad's got a bright future wherever it's going to be, and we're just happy to have him and help with his development.
Do you think the juices were still flowing a bit with him after making that terrific save, and he wanted the momentum, and he wanted to come out and claim the corner and help the back four?
Yeah, I think so, and that's youthful exuberance, and that's what he's got. He's got, wouldn't say arrogance about him, but he's got sort of that goalkeeping mentality that I think you get more mature, obviously, the more games, and you sort of sometimes make them saves, and then you let yourself settle down again and have your composure. He's still young, and he's a colourful character, is Jordan. So, look, he's been fantastic for us, and he kept us in the game, and we're delighted that we've got him.
Disappointing, I guess, that his future's in other people's hands after January.
Yeah, but you could look at it the other way, that we could never have had him as well in the first place. So we're grateful that we've had him. We've had some great goalkeepers at this club with Declan and Sam Johnson. What will be in the future. We'll see where it goes. We obviously now concentrate going to Leeds at the weekend and then the Christmas period, and then we'll analyse all sort of ins and outs of the football club as we go along.
7 from 9, things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, of course it is. If somebody had offered me that at the start of November, that you're going into sort of Burnley, Reading and Birmingham, all teams that have been in the top six in around it, we'd have snapped their hands off. So we're delighted with how we're going. Got to keep working hard, learn from tonight, because that's what it's about, making sure that we learn from every game that we're involved in, and hopefully keep progressing and getting better.